From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The stock market fell today to lows not seen since the spring of 1997. All of the major indexes were down sharply. With today's losses, the Dow and the S&P 500 are off about 50% from their peaks in October of 2007.
The Obama administration said today that it stands firmly behind the banking system and will work to ensure that banks keep providing credit. As NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, the administration wants to force each of the biggest banks to undergo what it calls a stress test so the true condition of the bank can be revealed.
When doctors want to find out how well heart patients are doing, they put them through stress tests. They make them do strenuous exercise to see how well their cardiovascular systems stand up. University of Maryland finance professor Albert Kyle says stress tests serve the same function in banking.
The stress test is designed to answer the question, how much worse would things get if the economy continues to deteriorate? And therefore, how much capital should the banks be required to hold to protect against that adverse outcome?
Banks do this by running their finances through computer models based on historical data. The models can show, for instance, how well a bank's loan portfolio would fare if the growth rate suddenly fell as low as it was in 1991 or 1930, or what would happen to its deposit base if unemployment rose to where it was in, say, 1982. Karen Shaw-Petru of Federal Financial Analytics says this is called shocking a bank's books, and it's a good way for financial institutions and their regulators to understand their financial health. But Petru says a lot of banks neglect to perform the tests.
They should do it on their own. Many don't. Examiners should have been doing this for banks. They largely haven't.
Petru says a big reason why banks were caught unaware by the mortgage downturn is that they failed to shock their books down far enough. They didn't consider what would happen if things got really bad.
No one saw this coming because the stress testing was best case. That's not a stress test.
Now the Obama administration says it wants to perform stress tests on banks with assets of more than $100 billion, that is, the 20 or so biggest banks. And officials say the stress tests will be much stricter than they've been until now, looking at a much broader range of hypothetical stresses. Professor Kyle sees this largely as a political gesture. He says considering how much bank stocks have fallen, it's probably too late for stress testing to help the most troubled banks.
The markets have been delivering this message now for a couple of years, and regulators have been very slow to force banks to raise more capital, so slow that it's kind of too late.
But administration officials are going ahead with the tests anyway. They say banks that fail them will have to find ways to beef up their capital levels. It's all but impossible to raise money in the private markets these days, so the banks would probably have to turn to the federal government for help. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
The troubled economy has prompted many people to forego small luxuries, say hiring someone to mow the grass or clean the house. As consumers trim their personal budgets, household helpers are often the first to go. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, that's taking a big toll in places like Southern California.